Chapter 32. Today's learning is in memory of Chaya Rachel Bas David Tzvi, the incredible edible egg. The Chovos HaLevavos draws a second example from nature that teaches us how to conceptualize Hashem's constant total care of us. This is the chick inside the egg. Nothing can enter or exit the egg, and yet the chick has food. I recall an extensive advertising campaign about eggs called The Incredible Edible Egg. This was in response to a drop in egg sales due to reports about the dangers of cholesterol. Farmers started an advertising campaign to push back against those reports. Besides its value as a marketing slogan, that phrase aptly describes yet another natural phenomenon that is nothing less than the miraculous display of Hashem's hand at work. When you crack open an egg, you'll find the clear white albumin, the yolk in the center, and the small slippery bit of tissue surrounding them. Each part has its own role to play so that, when fertilized, the egg yields a living, breathing chick. All the food the little chick needs to sustain itself is already inside this neat oval casing. When we're cracking open an egg to cook it, we might not notice the small slippery piece, but it is essential to the chick's development. If the egg were comprised of only the yolk and the white, these two components would run together. The bit of tissue acts like a hammock cord that holds the yolk in place, keeping it centered. You'll also notice that the egg has an air pocket. This forms between the two membranes that cover the inside of the egg. The membranes separate when the egg is laid because the cooler air outside the mother causes the content of the egg to shrink slightly. The air pocket provides oxygen for the chick and also receives the carbon dioxide the chick exhales. The oxygen supply renews itself through the 7,000 pores found on the shell of the egg. When the chick becomes too large to be supported through this small pocket of air, it knows what to do. God bless the chick with the instinct and the ability to peck its way out. God put all this thought into the development of the chick. In doing so, he demonstrated through nature how he deals with his world, teaching us that he anticipates and satisfies all our needs. He surrounds us with protection and nutrition. He equips us with intricate biological structures that maintain our system. He gives us instincts to keep ourselves and our children alive. So the next time you're eating an egg for breakfast, look at the egg and remember, everything you need in this world is here for you. I think this chapter is very, very powerful because if we just think about the details and the intricacies that go into a single little egg, can we fathom, even in the slightest, how much more focus and thought and beauty is put into us as individuals, as people who require so much more? If you stop and think about that for a moment, we have to turn and realize that it's all Hashem, with everything thought out and planned and mapped to its perfection. And like that, we'll be able to hopefully strengthen our bitachon and come closer to Hashem.